ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important and pertinent question which a lot of people ask, and people are often inquisitive about. And that question is about what are the reciprocal rights and duties that exist between an imam and the community that he leads. Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Now it is obligatory upon a ruler that the distinction he achieves or the wealth with which he has been exclusively endowed should not make him change his behavior towards those under him." Right? Now that he has been given wealth and power, this shouldn't change this person, and he should, he should remain a humble servant of the people as he was before. In continuation, the Imam says, "Rather, the bounties that Allah has bestowed on him should increase him in nearness to his people and kindness towards his brethren." In the sense that now that he's been given this power, he should be more dutiful and more humble and more serving towards the people. Then the Imam said, "Beware then that it is my duty towards you." The Imam is speaking on his own behalf. "It is my duty towards you that I should not keep anything secret from you except during war." The Imam makes an exception to him. This person should be transparent, the leader, in relation to his servants, the masses and the people he leads. But if there is, in relation to matters of war, it's okay for the Imam to keep secrets from the people. "Nor should I decide any matter without consulting you, except with regards to the commandments of religion. Nor should I postpone the fulfillment of any of your rights, nor desist until I discharge it fully. And that all of you are equal to me in your rights." All of the people in relation to the leader, all of them have an equal number of rights. "When I have done all this, it becomes obligatory upon you to thank Allah for this bounty." And in response to this, if the Imam fulfills all of these rights, if the leader fulfills all these rights, then this person should thank Allah, the people should thank Allah for this bounty, and they should obey the Imam. It's only then that the people should obey their leader, if he fulfills all these duties. Otherwise, there is no obligation upon them to fulfill their duties and their obligations that he has given them. Right? This is a very beautiful and instructive hadith, and it informs us of the rights and the duties of the Imam, and also conversely, the rights and duties of the people. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the reciprocal duties and rights of an Imam and his community are in the light of the hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.